located down here, 77 Bishop Street, live from the center. You know what I'm saying? This that new Mark Dub, man. We just gonna let it rock. Yeah, I see you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you lucky they got no camera on your head. Yeah, that no camera on your head. Hey, that no camera on your head. Got that. You look like you really do that shit, too. You
love
like
that really shit, bro. This nigga Deuce. This nigga Deuce. Yeah, nigga. Like, that nigga was stupid with that shit. I'm sure he still does.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's one of the few moves that I can do.
That's it. That's it, bro. It's a cool move.
Shout out to the Goonies.
Shout out to the Goonies. Big shout out to the Goonies.
Man, Tuck Museum.
That's crazy. turn the music down a little bit. Just a little bit. Just so that play a little bit. Just so we can scream over it. Just a little bit. That's cool. Oh, man.
You're blaming me for the late setup or start. Uh-huh. You gotta get right.
Uh-huh. Ducey Jones in the building.
Yeah.
Nightwing Will in the building.
Yeah.
Big Ron in the building.
Yeah.
We live, baby. Power 203 FM Gifted Radio.
Gift the gang.
Getting this John right real quick. Getting this John right. Happy New Year to everybody. Big Happy New Year. 2024 is upon us.
The year of Kobe.
Kobe year. Kobe year.
I already see the statue.
Kobe year.
R.I.P. Kobe, man.
R.I.P.
is great.
And what's the daughter, Gigi?
Gigi.
Yeah, man. My Gigi, man. But yeah, I'm just saying that shit anyway. This song fire, man. Shout out to homie Mark Dub, bro. Since I met him, dog, always putting on fire. I know a lot of people like that, bro. That always, you know, since I met him, just make fire still to this day. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my boys in the building, man, because y'all niggas be making fire still to this day. Wing played some John for me earlier.
Right.
He played some John for me earlier. Yeesh!
I'm gonna play something for you today, too.
Wing played some John for me earlier.
Whatever it is that you played.
Yeesh!
Every time I do this, you do this.
I don't know. I mean, that ain't me. I'm just saying.
I know that shit is hard,
bro. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I got you.
Hey. Woo! You ain't gotta play it live, obviously, because we're not doing that. That's not happening.
Yeah, no, don't do that at all. Don't do that
That's
at all.
That's not happening.
Niggas wasn't asking for that. Chill. They coming for me.
Nah.
We're not gonna get you copyrighted.
When you ready to end that, you can press the space bar.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Welcome to another rendition of the Fix Your Crown Pod.
Fix it.
All that shit. gang in the building.
Yes, sir.
It's your boy Duce Jones.
Duce.
Welcome. To the right of me, the impeccable DJ Big Ron.
What's going on, Waterbury CT? Stand up, man. Happy New Year, goddamn it.
And back again from Gotham.
Yes.
Himself.
Yes.
The Himothy.
Ah, yes.
Nightwing Will.
Nightwing.
Nightwing! Happy New Year's.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year's to all.
Yes.
I hope everybody's New Year's was everything that they needed.
Hope so.
I didn't want to say, like, lit, because, you know, I mean, lit on your own standards, right? Like,
that's it.
Hopefully, it suited you.
That's it.
That's really what it was about.
Hopefully you had a good time. It was safe. You know?
Yeah, man.
Everybody make it home.
Please make it home. We was discussing yesterday that there's a couple of people that didn't. And not even like in the sense of passing away. A couple of people went out on New Year's Eve and did some dumb shit. So, yeah. You know.
I just always like have like a love hate with New Year's Eve, bro, because my friend got into my best friend, bro, got into a really bad car accident, like a life changing accident, but you know, back good now, but you know what I'm saying? Just something that makes you realize like what the hell really going on. So
I mean, life is short. You gotta make the most of the time that you got.
Yeah, and it's like the last place he was at was my crib before it happened. So you know. Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. Stick with your friends, man.
Real talk.
Keep your friends around, man.
Was that we depend on?
As long as you made it home, friends. Yeah, man. Happy New Year, man. Yeah,
shout out to all of y'all, y'all families, friends, close acquaintances, all that good stuff.
Yes.
Like year 2024, year Kobe.
Kobe.
Year
Kobe
Mamba,
year.
You feel me?
Mamba year.
Mamba mentality.
Mamba mentality. Talk about it all the time.
Yeesh.
The grind. Get yours, yo.
Yeesh. Is that why 2024 feels like that? It seems like that for everybody right now.
Like it has to be. If you were 80s/90s kid, there's no way you can't not feel that way, bro.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for this year.
Bro.
Now it's here.
Mm. Yeah, let's go. So,
we all got to do right by Kobe.
Yeah.
All right, and be your best selves this year.
That's it, bro.
That's really all there is to do.
That's crazy. That's right? It, man. Yeah.
But yeah, yet again, I know this time of year is you know, iffy for some folks. So our prayers and condolences and our hearts come out to you and all that good stuff. But yeah, fellas, how did y'all bring in the new year? Anything interesting?
With family, man. Family. That's literally what we do, family things at the house. Not just my family, but the whole family.
I get that.
So.
I gotta pause the segment real quick because I just noticed something.
What up?
No, this nigga did not come in here. With the fatigue on the fatigue, bro. That hoodie is too hard, bro. I didn't realize the hoodie underneath the jacket, bro.
Get the hoodies.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Coming soon.
What's the name of that store where you go for all your bass fishing needs?
You know what I'm saying? Bass Pro Shop. Bass Pro. And shout out Mellow Cartier and there for Dogs on Mercury, bro, for the hat. The hat is crazy. You know what I'm saying? All orange shit. So, you know. It's yours.
I'm really loving the cautious feel, bro.
It's yours. That's it, bro. It's hunting season.
Shit hard.
It's hunting season.
That shit is hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Rabbit season.
It's hunting season.
Rabbit season?
Duck season.
It's rabbit season.
You know what I mean? That's
it. What about you, Wayne? What you doing on New Year's Eve, bro? What you get into?
I got into a whole bunch of clarity.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let's call it clarity.
It be like that.
Like that.
I was going to speak on
a whole bunch of long-awaited, unspoken clarity.
Right. Well, I hope the clarity was beneficial for all parties.
Yes.
And
it was for me because I turned said energy into a positive energy.
All right.
That's good. Shots fired.
Yo, that's exactly what you're supposed to do with that energy, B.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do with that energy.
Yeah, man.
Don't let nobody tell you otherwise.
That's right.
You know, I'm just, you know, stay close and on all streams right now.
Yeah.
Just letting y'all know.
Let's go.
Compilation on the way this year.
Woo-wee!
So, yeah, like that.
Do we have a date for it? Do we have a date for the compilation?
We do not have a date until March.
I hate no dates.
I can't announce anything until March.
The era we're dating,
it's a whole bunch of work. And as you can see earlier, there's a whole bunch of concentration and music that you know we need to culminate before we get right. But an announcement will be made in March. I just have to get everything right. So
all right, fair enough.
Yeah,
that works.
Mellow Cartier, holla at me, stop playing.
Yeah.
But anyway,
shout out Space Waves.
Space Waves. What about you, man?
What did I get into? I enjoyed my last New Year's of silence. It was
last
sweet.
New Year's silence. Wow.
Yeah, it was sweet. It was nice. I felt bad for Shorty because she had to work that evening. But yeah, I stayed at home. I thought I was gonna game, and then life said otherwise. And yeah, it was peace. I ain't got really no like report. I wish it was something fly. I wish I could tell y'all something like that, but who knows? Maybe next year.
Yeah,
probably
man.
Not.
Maybe.
But we'll see. We never know, you know. Get some soundproof headphones for the baby. Go out, do some shit. We'll see what happens. But yeah,
capitalization and utilization.
Come on now.
Oh.
Other than that.
Yeah.
Shit's shit has been a great week because New Year's just happened to fall on pay week, right? So I'm just like, okay, bad, bro. Granted, gotta pay rent, but whatever. What a great way to start the year off, right? Like, guaranteed money is coming, bro. So that's really it. How do y'all feel like y'all gonna be approaching this year? I know we just said to Kobe, but are y'all really there? I feel like work-wise and productivity-wise, I see both of y'all are in the midst of that transition anyway. So
as far as the mama mentality, yeah, I can really like relate said feeling to this feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it feels good in a way. It's like, yeah, I need that.
Emotionally.
In more ways than one, because I feel like it can just take over. Mm-hmm. And it's a feeling that is rare.
It's
rare.
Urgent.
So,
yeah, man.
Maybe it's a sign.
It is.
Definitely a sign.
It is, bro.
Get that right.
I'm about to be mad corny on you real quick, bro. My legal name literally means divine, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like whenever I have the opportunity, I try to do some intervention type shit on the low, even if it's not like noticed. Yeah. You feel me? Because I know who my niggas are, or I usually know what's going on with whoever I'm speaking with.
Yep.
I try to pry as much as I need to be like, oh, okay, bet. Like, shit, you focused on the wrong things. But even then, like, everything is a learning experience. Is it not like, why is this man knows he knows nothing at all type shit?
Right.
So, bruh, everything is definitely a sign.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, that fire that you're feeling, that frequency that you're feeling and shit, bro. Yeah. As corny, again, as it may sound, try to hone that shit. Try to do whatever it is that maybe you stumbled into like a routine that day when you woke up and you was like, all right, bet, nigga, I got right. I got straight into work, nigga. I did my little morning routine, nigga. I'm out the door. Mm-hmm. Everything is on time. Everything is prepped for just in case.
Yeah.
Because that's literally all we can do at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You prep for the best, right? So
yeah, absolutely. Because I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow.
Come on now. May the best of your days be the worst of your tomorrows.
Yes.
So, and the only way niggas do that is applying themselves versus, bro, do you remember great conversations? Do y'all remember, like, the first time it hit you while you was out with people, when you was just like, I might be an introvert? Like, okay, this is a vibe. This is a vibe, but I don't want to go home.
Yeah,
like, I'm not making no bread here. I'm literally just here spending money.
I can literally make 4 or 5 beats right now.
Right now. I could be so productive right now.
I could
play the game and make beats right now. Nigga, I could do so much and I'm here.
Shorty.
All right.
Multitask shorty.
And usually, that shit kick in like after 25. Because up to 25, you ain't really, you feel me? Especially if you ain't got no kids at that time. Like, you're just trying to get everything off. But sooner or later, like, life as a grown man punches you in the face and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Mm. Take a step back, readjust, adapt, as Ross would say, and then apply again. So,
shout out to Ross.
Yeah, man.
Rosa.
I'm just saying, I feel like, if anything, that's where a lot of our mindsets are now. But it's just getting used to that feeling, as you just pointed out.
Yeah, like, you gotta own it. You gotta literally embrace the feeling.
Versus, like, I don't know what the fuck that shit is, nigga. Chill.
Yeah, like, it's like you gotta wear it like armor. Like I said, it's literally.
Niggas don't like believe me.
Think about Doctor Strange or whatever. You know how he put that armor on to the Peggy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, think about it like that.
But I was just about to say, niggas
don't there, but it's not there.
Niggas don't even like thinking about considering things of that nature, where it's like, not on no supernatural type shit, but like, bro, you already have a gift. You already have one thing over, and I feel like every nationality, every race kind of feels this way about their particular culture. Like, bro, we hone into this. Like, the Indians, for instance, like Native Americans, excuse me, I don't feel like I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, but Native Americans, they're very spiritual and one with nature. Mm. So when nature, when wind blows a specific way, they're like, oh, nah, bro. Wrap it up. I can already feel it coming through. Mm. All right, bro. Pick up whatever crops, put them inside. Like, versus us where it's, we're physically dominant most of the time. And then when it comes down to the arts and shit like that, our creative bag is like none other.
Endless.
None other. That's why we keep being, I don't want to say copied, but we keep ended up duplicated no matter what we put out.
Yeah.
Whether it be clothing, music, actual paintings, all that shit. Like, once you put it out in the ether or in the atmosphere, rather, like, it's up for grabs.
Atmospheric.
Mm. And that's one part I feel like as a creative, we really got to, like, come to terms with and just be, like, okay with now.
Yeah,
especially in this day and age where music and all that shit has happened so sporadically. Stop beating up on yourself and hone the fucking feeling is the main gist of shit.
Here's a perspective. You seen Avatar, right? Last Airbender?
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about third season, Sokka, the Master. He literally found something. You know how that meteorite just came out of outer space?
Mm-hmm.
And he just took a piece and then turned it into a sword? That's what I feel like is happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I feel like is happening. Like, I got something that nobody else has. And I'm like, yo.
Yeah,
and I turned it into this.
Yeah. But I feel like...
That's what I feel like.
All right.
In a perspective of...
We gotta keep broadening in this conversation. Have you ever had, again, the moment where maybe you was going about your day, right? And again, everything is feeling pristine. Like, you all your beats is on point. Your mixes is on point.
Yeah.
Shit, all your transitions is smooth as fuck,
mm-hmm.
right? There is nothing that's hindering your performance or whatever it is that you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe something just clicks and you remember childhood or something nostalgic just pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the sense that you saw or smelled or anything that triggered it. It's just the feel of being like euphoric and like feeling good and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when that shit pops up, most of us, again, nah, bro, that's odd. That's foreign. I don't want no parts of that.
Mm-hmm.
What is being happy like that, nigga? I'm a grown ass man. I'm never gonna be as happy as I was as a child. But that's a lie. Like,
it depends on the person
for sure.
Because, like, something like that, like, it happens to me, like, I wouldn't say a lot, but it just, like, when it does, it's just, like, you know, cool. You know? I embrace it.
Do y'all remember y'all first thought? Like, the first time?
My your first thought?
Not thought, but your first... I didn't mean to label it so broad, goodness. But the first time you came into, like,
a crazy thought
consciousness, do you... I got a real random story because my shorty asked me that yesterday, and it sounded, again, very broad,
yes.
But coming into consciousness was, I remember, I want to say broadly that I remember, because the human mind is the human mind, so right. We could be lying
and
to ourselves.
The capacity of what it is what it is.
But me and my mom had a moment, and I remember it, and it's very early in my childhood, and I feel like from that day on, everything else started, like, falling into place where it's like, oh, shit, I'm paying attention to everything around me. I'm looking out the window every time we on a car ride. I'm fucking looking at grass differently. I'm looking at these leaves. I want to play in all this shit. Mm-hmm. Before, I wasn't trying to venture. I was just sitting in the car seat being all... You feel me? Like, just grabbing for shit and looking out the fucking window. And then that day happened, and the moment was, I was listening to SWV with my mom in the car, and I started clapping on beat, and my mom had got so excited, and I remember her excitement with me clapping on beat and looking around and, like, looking at her for, like, the first time and realizing, like, oh, shit, hey, familiar in my life. I feel like I've seen you every day, but I'm not sure. Are you the person I've seen every day? Okay.
Yeah.
And then from there on came life. I know that sounds, like, obnoxious and kind of out there to say, but
I really do feel like that's one of my earliest memories. Mm-hmm. And my mom has the picture, like, to prove it. I remember sitting in that car seat with the same fit and all that shit. And I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure this memory is legit, but yeah. How valid is the human memory? Do y'all have anything like that?
Yeah, I don't know how old I was, but it was in, like, dang, like, early school. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, we was making, like, a butterfly camp or something like that. Like, like, I don't know. They had us put them in the jars or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we watched it for like a week, just turn into a butterfly and shit. And then we released the butterflies. Like, I don't know how old I was, but I was young. I don't know if that was like the first time, but nah, I ain't never really think like that, bro. Okay. Honestly, I can't think back that far. It hurts the left side of my brain.
And I ain't gonna lie, like that's a hard something to think about. Cause
all right, better one. First time you stumbled into music and knew that shit was the it.
Stumbled into?
Yeah, like production for you. Ain't even mixing for you.
Oh, that was February 12th, 2004.
Sick.
Yeah, because that's when the College Dropout.
Hey, okay.
There you go.
That's exactly when the College Dropout came out. And then when I actually fucking got the CD, I was just reading that shit and it said his name on the beats.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit just fucked with me. I'm like, how did he even put this shit together? This shit sounds immaculate. Like, this is what hip-hop should sound like. What the fuck? Like, there's no way.
Like, when I got into music, when I discovered
that you wanted to do what it is that you're doing.
When I played a lot of video games, and when I was playing NFL Street, mixing sports with music, and then having a team of actual DJs on the game, the executioners, sold that shit for me. That shit made me want to be a DJ because I see where the culture was going. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes, for sure.
DJ and, you know, niggas that play sports obviously listen to music before the ride, you know, to get themselves turned up. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Yeah, I could say that.
Mm-hmm. Shit was at West Side Middle School. It had to be like 7th grade because I remember Blue Hall. I don't remember the music teacher's name at the time. But that nigga had one of the little pad machines that was like this big. It wasn't nothing too fancy. And he had it in one of the equipment rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened up that room for whoever wanted to go in there and fuck around with that shit. I went in there. I played like fucking little whatever. I dabbled for a little bit. And from there, I was like, yeah, I want to do that shit. That shit's fun. if I could do this shit every day, it should be great. And then, yeah, like Wink said, a couple of years later, this nigga Ye popped up, and it was like, oh, nigga, that's what you can do?
Exactly, like,
wait, what? I've been doing this all wrong this whole time.
This machine, same one.
I've been trying to play this whole equation the wrong way.
Yeah, bro. Nigga, I thought I had to play all this myself. This nigga been just jacking people?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's dope.
That's crazy to me.
How do I learn how to do
using
that?
Using an NPC going crazy. That's 16 pad cheat code.
Yeah, that's and then sweet. Fucking Williams, this nigga Manny, this nigga Manuel had Fruity Loops or FL Studios.
Yeah, back in
Fruity
back
Loops.
In the, yeah.
And that was the introduction. And he showed me some fire on this shit. He had made a beat out of like a heartbeat. And I was like, I don't show me the ways, bro. Cause I need to know.
Look like a math problem.
Y'all ever been on anybody on like that once you found out that you wanted to do the shit? Like, nah, nigga, if you know how to mix, show me. And if I can't get you to show me, I'll figure it out. Honestly,
I was almost going to be that person.
Mm.
Almost. But I decided, I was like, nah. I was like, let me go to school for this shit.
Mm. Respect.
And I just chose the best school I know for the knowledge I was going to get, and that was Full Sail. And then they gave me the package. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh. Okay.
They are good for that. Shout out to Full Sail. Shout out to SAE.
That gave me a big old
shout out to Berkeley.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. The like, journey has been a long one.
I learned a lot.
A long journey, man.
Because through SAE and fucking and Berkeley, that shit was interesting, bro. Because it's just like, all right, so you're telling me a whole bunch of shit that you're telling me mm-hmm. I don't really need to know. Mm-hmm. But I knew all this shit before I got here. That's cool. All right.
Yeah, I learned music theory by accident. I didn't even learn it at all. At all.
Playing keys, nigga.
Yeah, but, you know, it was a whole bunch of depth of music theory I didn't need to know.
Nobody needs to know. Well, it's more feel than anything else. It's always been more feel than anything else. Everybody wants it to be this categorized, broken down,
subjugated.
Yeah, and step by step, here's how you make a Travis Scott type beat, where it's just like, why didn't you just experiment, bro? That's what anybody before you did. They experimented. Really? They sat there and they played with this shit over and over and over again, no matter how boring it was to other people that stopped through. Right. They not, well, I'm here tonight, nigga. I already grabbed my quarter, nigga. I'm going to the crib. I got papers. I'm good. I am here for the evening. If you want to play Zoms in the background,
do you?
Feel free, but
be my guest.
Now I do what I want.
Be my guest.
Ah, my fault. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was all me. I ain't had neither one of the notches up.
Yeah.
I want to sound so cliche.
I got resolutions.
Y'all got resolutions for the 2024?
I had a feeling this was going to be a question. I don't have an answer, though.
No. Give me a random resolution.
Save money.
Yes. Yes.
That part.
Is that possible right now, though?
We were just talking about this.
Is that earlier, possible?
Yes.
It is.
It is. But
financial discipline.
Jesus freaking Christ. You got to sit there and really say, nah, bro, I got food in the freezer.
Yeah, let's go.
Get your lazy
ass. I got food in the freezer, bro. Chill. You know, it's a little different from my
discipline.
I have a pregnant woman that don't care nothing about the food in the freezer. What you talking about?
But the stuff is only 3 streets away.
So better not get yourself nothing.
But I want.
You're about to order this babuco burrito.
I'm gonna
order myself.
What? You're gonna have to eat the back end or whatever she don't have.
She over there with the mango habanero burrito bowl, and you want me to sit here with the baked chicken that I made myself? Nah. Yep. Nah. Yeah.
She said, here, babe, I'll save you a little bite. Damn.
Rhyme is
you know, it's one scoop.
Yeah, you know, I ain't gonna let you not get none. Right?
It's a corner.
You don't like my cooking. This is what you're telling me. You don't like my cooking. This is where we're at.
That's
Nah, you gotta learn during pregnancy not to take nothing personal. Yeah. Nothing is personal. It's not for you. Even then. Even then, I wanted to talk to him about that specifically because I feel like as men in 2024, men, do your diligence. Learn your spouse. Mm. Learn the person you're trying to talk to. Mm. Learn them. Learn the things that trigger them. Learn the things that diffuse the situation. Learn all of that.
Yeah.
Even if it's not specifically for them, take the time to do some inward work, right? And be able to diffuse yourself. When shit get hot, you're not even yelling at me. You yelling at yourself. You're not even looking at me. You looking at the old me. Like, chill. There's not being for real, though. Like,
nah, for real.
We put ourselves in unnecessary situations on a regular basis, bro. Versus just learning. Like, if you got a gang of cousins that are females or sisters, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen the shit play out in front of you plenty of times where it had no merit to you.
Why?
Didn't make no difference to you, but you watched it all like, damn. Wow. Damn, you had to get homie like that, sis?
Extra great.
How you gonna act?
Extra on that one.
So you have a soul, huh? You're just a soulless mama. Right.
But then niggas don't take that into account in their own travels. Come on, bro, chill.
That's Smart enough, my brother.
Please, if y'all don't do nothing else, take Jonathan Majors and everybody else that has gone through something domestic in the past year to just do yourself the diligence. Bruh. Just walk away. Just walk. They can't do nothing when you walk away, right? I mean, they can.
No, they can't.
And it's like, even after, if something does go down, you're going to walk away.
How?
After. No. I'm not even taking it that far.
They will.
Nah. Even when you walk away, even after, I can't stand this. That's not what I was saying, y'all. Y'all can't see him.
No, that's not what I'm saying either.
That is not at all what I'm saying. All right. Hey, yo, bruh, happy fucking New Year, man.
Holy shit, that's not what I'm saying. The slap was for you, it wasn't for what you were saying.
Holy shit,
dug it deeper and deeper. Oh, see what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? It worked, I gotta
messed,
work.
Messed me up, yo.
I'm sorry.
Alright, anyway, but yeah, nah, just walk away, yo. That's all I'm saying.
Walk
just
away. Walk away.
Yeah,
walk away.
Walk away.
Hit deny on the phone. Deny. Or just let it ring.
That's it.
Put do not disturb on.
Oh my God.
You feel me? There's so many things.
You, but I ain't gonna pick up.
You know what? Let's not even go keep on this route, right? Let's say everything is good and neutral and she, you know? Chocolates work wonders, bro.
Chocolates.
Wine
Big
works
chocolate.
Wonders, bro. I'm just, there's a cheat code to all this, bro.
Giving up the sauce. Stop giving up the sauce.
But they know the sauce.
They don't.
They do.
They don't.
Not them. But the shorties know the sauce. I'm upset. You know, either you're going to, one, push my buttons.
They know the bait.
I'm not even gonna comment.
We already spoke on it anyway.
You gonna push my buttons, or you gonna leave me alone?
Do you take the bait or no?
Or in the rarity that, because I'm not
vice
even
versa too, though.
Yeah,
and vice versa.
Yeah, or in the rarity, everything is good, and she came to apologize.
How you gonna act like?
I'm just saying. Just be open. Come on, bro.
Just be open. Just be understanding.
We don't have to be like the generations before us.
Don't make it foggy. Make it clear.
Just be open, man.
Nobody sees in the fog.
Cardi and Offset was out there partying on
New
Year's Eve.
It was back, man. Shout out to Cardi and Offset, man. And other news, goddamn.
I mean, she got on IG afterwards and
she was spazzing, wasn't she?
Nah, that was before. Afterwards, she got up there and was like, hey, don't nobody get too excited. We not like back together.
It's all good.
If shit happens to transpire that way, then so be it. But it's going to take some work. So
yeah,
shout out to them either way, bro, for being adult enough to go out.
That's it, man. That's it. They probably didn't even mean to meet up. Who knows, bro? Who knows?
I can't hope for everybody to like want to grow up immature, but like, you know, I just be hopeful. I just be hopeful because I be thinking us as 90s babies, we all just got fed up with watching a lot of shit growing up.
Yeah,
sure did.
And didn't want to do the same exact shit. I be hoping for change, not in the sense of no Obama shit, like really on us, like. Nah, conscience-wise, niggas not even really here for any of the shit that you...
We know the Obama
Come
shit.
On, chill, bro.
There can't be nobody in
my president is black. My Lambo.
I'm scared for that. I would never want that ever again, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to see one of us in power like that again, because they just going to use you.
That's it. So, yeah.
So.
But yeah, man.
How do you like being the president of the United States?
I'm great, nigga.
Good week, right?
No.
Y'all see my hair? Y'all see my hair? Past 4 years, it went gray.
It went gray. Still weak.
It went gray. My shit is a clean silver.
My fellow Americans.
My fellow Americans, I quit. I'm gonna do something real black. I quit.
Yellow cake.
I'm not gonna say the secrets I done heard.
I'm dropping that
but
shit.
But I'm out of here, bro.
Y'all can have it all back.
Dude, get the next guy, bro.
Honestly, hearing that shit when we were younger.
Can you imagine that?
Hearing that shit when we were younger about there being like a folder, right? A designated folder that you had to read when becoming president and then holding that folder down for the rest of your life. Nah, bruh. I don't want that responsibility.
I don't want it. All the access codes to everything.
What?
I don't want it.
Nah, bruh. I'm going to slip up and somebody going to be.
A folder like this thing.
You want to have a nigga like Lex Luthor at my house, nigga. I am not
trying. Key cards, codes, everything.
Real talk. I don't know if I'm supposed to expose this, but I want to say 12, maybe 14, I was helping one of my cousins move, and they had lived above a law firm.
Yeah.
And as we were gutting the building, like everything in the building had to go. So as we're throwing shit away, I remember collecting a book. And the book was like yay big. Yeah. And it was called All the Things They Don't Want You to Know. And it had a list of agendas in it. It had all these symbols in it. I don't know where the book went. The book vanished one day. Mm-hmm. Vanished. I was keeping it. Not even at my crib. Right? Yeah. Vanished.
Mandela.
Real, it's, oh no, he's not supposed to have that. What are we doing? Hit the collider.
The second he goes to sleep.
What just happened?
Rewrite his whole shit.
What?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, no. And when I stumbled across that book,
but where is the?
I feel like I saw some things in there I wasn't supposed to see, and to this day, a lot of those pages are just like. Like etch a sketch in the back of my head, like, but it's the Mandela. I can't. I've looked it up online. Nowhere.
That's hilarious.
Nowhere. I know exactly what the book looks like.
You should check the Mayan calendar too.
Hey, the Mayan calendar.
Hey, you guys. I saw it on TikTok, so don't take my word for it.
TikTok.
Apparently, y'all know the mason jars that we all love so much that you get from like the dollar store.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
They
Tell
say bars
them.
On them.
Tell me about them.
So bars doesn't only manufacture glass jars.
What else?
They also manufacture jet propulsion.
Really?
Yeah. Fuel.
Do you say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of their biggest partners just happens to be the people with the collider.
What?
Yeah.
What? So I'm sitting out of something that's potentially a...
Who knows?
It's a, at this it's a point... part. You can't a part with a collider.
All right, so we made all these jars in the collider.
What is going on?
Y'all got some juice?
What the heck is going on here?
And the random theory is that
you're gonna blow it up.
I don't know if the bars have anything to do with it, but the random theory is that the Mandela effect happened when the collider went off. And that's why a whole bunch of people remember a whole bunch of shit, and a whole bunch of us don't remember a whole bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Quick question for y'all. Do y'all remember the Kepler? The second Earth?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Y'all know that shit happened right after niggas found Kepler?
Really?
Yeah. Right after they fucking found Kepler, they did the fucking shit, and it was a success. The collider. And now they're trying to do it again.
That's a super collider.
So.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Why don't we have superheroes?
I mean, it's molecules, though. Yeah, and they're essentially trying to make a black hole.
Listen,
man.
That's what they're making. Listen, niggas are making a black hole on the planet.
I pray I get in touch with the alien that gives out power.
Real talk, bro.
Give me the powers, bro. You can trust me, bro. I swear, I'll bring us home. I'll bring us home, bro.
They'll trust you.
They
got to do to trust.
Would that be an explanation for
sacrifice who? Because it ain't going to be
everybody's.
You're sacrificing yourself, all right?
And
Would that be the explanation for everybody's like dreams now and shit? And the fact that everything is multiverse?
Hey, yo, listen.
I'm just saying, everything is multiverse. It's the theme of everything. Nope.
Bro, oh.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying. And then Multiverse of Madness.
A whole another life on a whole nother earth living the same exact moment.
Multiverse of Madness opened up some windows where they were like, hey, yo, what if when you're dreaming, you just peeping into another one of your lives?
Bro,
and what if you get rich here and he gets broke there? Boom.
Nigga, I have that. I have that fucked up thought on a regular basis, bro. I'm like, yo, whatever me and my dreams is going through, my nigga. Bro, what did you do before you switched places with me for a little bit? You got a quiet sleep, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You had a quiet sleep while I was in your body going crazy, nigga. There's a fucking giant out here. What's happening? What's happening in your world, bro?
Where are you?
Why is Shorty trying to kill you in your world, bro?
I thought he was down. I thought y'all was down the whole time. Yeah.
You look up over here, bro. This stained glass windows, nigga. I got a red carpet at the front door, nigga. What's happening?
It's ridiculous.
I'm not, bro.
But there's a dragon outside, nigga. I'm not.
Damn dragon with a steering wheel on it.
Send me back to 2024, nigga. I don't want to be here.
I don't go back to the real world or whatever I think is real right
now. Tell Doctor Strange, you said no. I'm not the one.
You said no, and I'm sorry for being all sporadic, but you said no, right?
To what?
But to all that. To what we was just talking about. Yeah, but Neil deGrasse Tyson and Carl Jung, right? They both said that the only difference between a dream and reality is the fact that you think this is reality.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. The only. So.
America dreaming.
I don't know, bro. It's like. It's hard to not. It's hard to believe something that you don't really see, bro, or aren't really accustomed to at the end of the day.
For sure.
We think this is the real life. Yeah. But it's like, you know, we live the. As far as I know, this is the same every time. You know what I'm saying? Type shit every time I come. I can't remember too many dreams that I've had recently. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know.
I feel like that's the trick.
Yeah.
That's the part.
Yeah, I mean.
Because as a kid, right, and even like in your like young adult ages and shit, like your mind is going stupid, right? Even when you're asleep, your subconscious is just like, yo, here's all the shit I gathered today, bro, and I'm just gonna mesh it into one for you. Boom. All right, you take and do what you will. Your insecurities, whatever you was like bugged out about today, bang, nigga, that's in here too. Right? And then you wake up and that dream fades away.
Yeah.
But I feel like those that impact are like, oh, nah, nigga, I don't know why I needed to see you. And you're lingering with me way too long.
No doubt.
Those are the questionable ones is all. Those are the ones that usually make or, I don't want to say make or break you, but usually push you to do some more shit with the time you have when you're awake. It's like, nah, nigga, that will never be the outcome. I'm never going out like that, nigga.
No doubt. No, no doubt.
So,
well, shit, man. That's tough, though. Yeah, that's just tough. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's good.
It's all good.
Well.
Stoner minds.
Yeah, that's really all it is. Shit, man.
But we was locked in like stoner minds.
So, I got a question.
Go for it.
What's up, Jer? What's some new shit that you discovered in 2023, bro? From 2023 that you did not know about.
Discovered.
And it don't have to be that you didn't know, but just some shit that kind of enlightened you, bro. Some shit that kind of changed the way you looked at things.
Oh, it got to be serious.
It don't have to.
Sneakers have made my life complete. I don't care about much other luxuries in life besides probably like taking my family on trips, but I just like having sneakers. Like dressing up as an adult feels so good. That's what I figured out in 2023.
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Some niggas said recently, like, we fucked up because being grown used to look different, and now we here.
Nah, definitely, bro.
So
definitely, when we was in high school, I know I was rocking like button ups and shit on the first day, trying to look nice with a nice collar on and shit, uplinks on or something crazy, like, you know what I'm saying. So nah, they just don't do that no more. What about you, Wayne? Or you got more to that? What about you, Wayne?
Floor is open.
It's open.
Anything you
discovered. What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Anything you discovered in 2023.
It could be about yourself. It could be about the world. It could be about whatever impacted you in 2023 the most. How about that for you? In a good way. No bad shit. Well, me, I mean, honestly, I figured out, like, just how to move, bro. Like, I think that's one thing that kind of changed me, bro. I've been watching a lot of different people just move in certain situations and how they control situations. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of leaning more towards that, more towards kind of ordering my steps better. We'll say that.
Doing the inner work.
You know what I'm saying? Doing the inner work. I like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it was just this one thing that I seen, bro, that kind of just changed. And I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna lean towards that shit right there. Like, that's how I want to be. Yo. That's how I want to mold my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I feel
shit.
That.
Kids, lady, all that. Like, I'm trying to get everything in order, bro. So
I can say something similar in a way.
No, you can't.
I really can't.
Say your own shit.
it's just literally about the music, though.
Nah, facts.
Go. It's literally about that. Literally just about that. You literally just gotta weed out who's winning, who's like driven and who's not driven.
That's it.
And it's really a tough cannon to shoot, but you gotta shoot it. So
step off the poach, goddamn it. Step off.
It's more than that. It's more than just that. So it's like
I'm gonna piggyback that.
People like it's just like when people drive, people have a drive that they lose, people have a drive that they keep. And I can attest to both. So it's just like,
I mean, motivation and inspiration are two different things. Mm.
People start with a career, don't end with the same mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, then he was nice. What happened?
Again, I'm a piggyback. Because life happens. Life happens.
But then again, I can relate to that too.
Yeah.
So it's like.
And that's where the piggyback was coming from. Because at the end of the day, bro, I'm not putting no more stock into whatever else anybody else got to think.
Yeah, bro.
Especially with the shit that I got going on in my life. Man. I got a whole kid to fucking take into account now. I got a pregnant wife to take into account now. Like. When it comes to other niggas' opinions on how shit is being conducted, it's like, that shit, it gotta be the last thing on anybody's mind, bro. Mm-hmm. Because that's usually the one thing that holds you back. Yeah. And then you get on fucking line and start comparing yourself to other niggas' shit, and, well, this nigga's out here doing this shit while I'm at home. Because he got the time and the opportunity to do so, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, what does that matter for you? If you got a little bit of downtime, get on your fucking computer. Like,
that's it.
It's real simple at the end of the day. And I feel like making the time versus complaining about the shit or versus being caught up on what the other person is doing is going to be the beneficial in this year for me, because a lot of my time got caught up on, all right, well, is this nigga doing this shit outside of this shit? Damn, I don't even think I've even heard this shit when I go to this shit. Like, I did a lot of that shit in the past year, and I ain't, what did it do for me at the end of the day? What did I gain? Music-wise, though, like, I did so much last year with trying to stick to the third and tenth schedule that shit became a stressor more than just pleasure in me, like, making music to make music for me.
Yeah, man.
You feel me? So
it burnt out, bro.
That part.
And that's just the word that we hate to use, but it is what it is, bro. Because to be honest, when you're doing so much shit that really just takes a toll on you like that, like, even DJing sometimes, it's like, bro, I don't want to do this party, but it's like, I gotta do this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, when you feel like you gotta do it, and you making it a job, it's like, bro, it's almost like you want to throw it out, but you just got to switch it up, bro. Switch up your mind state. The inner work.
The inner work.
Like you said, bro. I really like that term right there, man. I like that.
Inner work,
the inner work, bro. That's a good way to put it, for real.
Me, personally, I got to get out my fucking way this year. I know I got to step up while I still have the time. But between
You know, when you can't, bro. I mean, at the end of the day, there's always ways to be productive. You know that.
Niggas got computers, bro.
That's it, bro.
Niggas got computers. The niggas below me just gonna have to deal with my voice.
The year of the inner work.
For sure.
That's what it's gonna be.
Mumble.
Yeah. Mumble mentality, bro. I like that. You got anything, man? What you got?
I'm probably kind of try to attend these producer parties. Well, we gotta talk about that later, but yeah. It's actually every Tuesday night. It's in New Haven.
Oh, yeah, see. Shout out to New Haven, Connecticut, man, for putting on for the producers and the engineers.
That's like literally, I gotta be tapping artists, over creators. There and just take over that.
Oh, bro.
I'm not really take over, but you know.
Yeah.
Spread my wings, so to speak.
Somebody from the camp got to do it, because I won't. Even as an aide, staying out there.
Like,
I'm not moving out there like that.
It's just because, I guess, because a certain level of people know, I guess, who I am, and there's a certain person that goes there that just goes there that I know. So you'd be speaking about me type shit, and be like, yo, nigga, da, da, da. Niggas know me from the beat competition, so they're just like, all right, yeah, niggas want me to actually really be over here.
Right, so I was like, all right. That's it, man.
I'm going to push myself to go over there.
I'm literally about to say, you took the words out of my mouth, bro. Man. Push yourself for real. Man. That's it.
Other than that, you know.
What's up? What about you, though? What else? You got any other topics?
That's
what I was really asking.
Do I have any more topics?
I'm sorry.
What's up?
As far as like maybe April, I want to say now, when I'm like talking to a few people, I want to still like hold this little convention for like engineers.
Okay.
Producers. Just to talk about like the sound.
Convention on the way.
Yeah, because we got, it's a strict thing about talking about the sound.
Bro, and what's
there's two, there's a lot of studios in Waterbury, and it's sickening that the sound is like, it's great, it's not super bad, and there's...
So what, you trying to do a course? That's what you're talking about, like a convention?
I don't even want to do a course. I didn't do a, I'll hold a meeting about sound.
You dig it?
So I'm correlating something in my notes it's really important.
What's the name of the studio that you work at down there, or that you run at?
Brick House Recording Studio,
76 Center Street, downtown Waterbury. Yes. Get your music right with the homie Nightwing Will, man.
Come get your music. He'll take care of you. Right, $40 an hour, 35 for two.
Okay. I should get in the studio too, yo. I need to.
Come on down. I'll let you wallow. Ron back in the studio. I heard them tracks. Thanks to your brother.
We're not going to talk about studio back in the day, all right? We ain't going to talk about that.
I heard them
tracks. Nah, never released. Never, ever released.
Oh, you was rapping on the low?
Terrible. We're going to blow them tracks up.
Everybody has them. Every black male has at least one track recorded.
That's probably some of the worst shit I've ever said.
Nah, you still got to do it. It's a rite of passage as a black man.
It's funny though. Whatever.
Like, you got to play on the court when niggas go.
You ever wrote a song? You ever wrote a song for your girl?
Have I ever wrote a song for my girl?
Yeah.
I made plenty of beats for my girl. Okay. Chef was for my girl.
But
I got scarred as a fucking child, so I try not to write love music.
No doubt.
Sit here fucking write love feel like everybody and shit.
Yeah, is, bro. That's how you gotta get it out, man.
I feel like I need to write more love music and then like not as well do it, but just like write more and then like sell it.
It ain't even gotta be love music. I was just saying if it's a song for anybody personally.
It's just R&B. Artists are just so lovely and stubborn.
I wasn't singing on the track that I made.
So lovely and stubborn.
I was rapping some dumb shit. That's it.
You know, so I mean,
not a rapper.
That's what all rappers are doing now. So, yeah, I mean, true. Technically.
That's true. That is true.
Technically. You are a rapper.
I'm good on all that. Hell yeah.
Well, I was gonna say sports. Anything in sports? My team ain't shit.
First of all, as a sports betting man, right? I'm really, really getting sick of this. I'm really getting sick of this. You have no idea. I'm gonna mention that I'm so sick of the NBA. It's horrible. Sweet. And I'm really watching the shit. And I'm like, there's by one, huh? Mm-mm. So no one gave me the ball for 2.5 quarters.
Pretty much. I don't bet, yo. That's why I don't bet.
And I really look like I really sit there and look like this is really the most rigged game.
Most I bet on is
I think next to the NFL is really the most rigged game. $50. Next to the NFL. Because the NFL is definitely
Come on, bro.
I was in my fantasy this year and I lost.
We was around for the Beyonce Super Bowl where the lights went out after.
Someone got sacrificed, by the way.
And the Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake thing.
That too.
All this wild.
I mean, but that, you know, at least that wasn't mid-game. That them lights went off mid-game.
Yeah, that's right.
Zoom.
Oh! That's right. All right, well. Can't play for the next fucking 30 minutes.
What the hell?
Do we still run it?
It's dark as hell in this one. Touchdown, right? That shit was a touchdown. Lights come back on. He's standing in there like, fuck out of here.
It sucks, bro. I feel like betting is like taking like sports away. Mm. Like just to be able to like enjoy sports. Because now you're like, if you bet, nigga, my anxiety is like, nigga, I put money on this shit. Nigga, I want to win.
They're playing it for me. Me.
I need fucking Tatum to fucking at least put up 30.
He dropped 60.
They ain't gonna lie. Right now, I don't think he's going to come back in the game soon. Like, but I realized something. He is a pivotal part of everything, because Tyrese Maxey is nothing without Joel Embiid.
This is exactly what I don't want.
Really scary. It's so scary. It's so important to really see this, because I'm like, Tyrese Maxey isn't even Kelly Oubre, huh?
Mm. All
right. He's the one.
He needs the person to start his defense for him. That's why. All right. It's okay.
That's exactly what I don't want.
So that's crazy.
I gotta sit there every it's game crazy. And really know the stats of these people.
Look through your phone all day.
Is he gonna be above or below? Nigga, I don't care.
Look through your phone all day.
I don't care.
Win $2,000 for betting $10.
Mind you, you gotta know who's all injured or whatnot. Or you don't wanna, I'm not trying to bet on somebody that's gonna be questionable.
Suffer.
Nah, screw all that. Because I already know what time it is.
I mean, but anything is liable to happen to anybody.
You're right, because, you know, LeBron could be feeling one way and then he could ball another.
They didn't want the Jags. Didn't they quarterback just go down?
Oh, yeah. He's been going down every, like, three games.
Word.
Yeah.
Crazy like that. Yeah.
His cankles got cankles.
Finish that was clearly a three by LeBron the other night. Mm-hmm. That was clearly a three. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, let's not talk about that. I don't understand, bro.
Salt.
I don't understand.
You're not gonna sit here lately.
And the tell me that sports aren't
NBA player on the court.
Put on the line.
Sucks.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was clearly behind.
Put on the line.
Clearly.
Do you see that little piece of his sneaker right there?
That's
see?
Crazy.
I'm putting the refs on my parlay from now on.
That's what they be talking.
The refs are on my parlay. See? And I will never lose.
Yeah, you lose.
Nope. Refs win, I win.
Yeah,
because that's how the game wins.
Next week you're gonna come back in with a full syllabus, right? And things to talk about, right?
Yeah,
we gotta stew on these shits during the week and whatnot. This week's show, we just came in here to check in with y'all, make sure everything was good, let y'all niggas know what type of time we on. I'm not really gonna be talking too much about my plans this year because I don't know.
I'm going to just make them happen.
I'm never really one for those. I'm
going to just make them happen.
It always feels like I'm begging for attention when I do that shit, so I got to chill. And I'm just going from there. We going to see what happens.
In a perspective, I understand what you're saying, but it's really not, because it's like you're speaking your mind. but at the same time, I understand.
No, no. Like, I need to speak my mind
of,
to me.
Yeah, keep your peace of
I'd be quick to announce dates. I'd be quick to announce shit, and then when it doesn't come around or it's not perfect, as perfect as I want it, mm-hmm. when the date pops up, it's like, well, like the third tomorrow, nigga, and the shit that I'm going to play to close out the show, I would love for that shit to go up, but it's the third tomorrow. So now I got to put the shit through United Masters. They're not going to let this shit go for another four to five days.
I got my song pushed back for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 2.5 months. And I didn't understand why until I saw it. And then I'm like, all right, so do I got to pay something? Like, because I'll pay it. It's my fucking song. I fucking did it. Like, I don't know. And he's like, well, yeah, I'm impending. Mm. So I'm impending for a long time.
Mm.
I was like, you know, I was about to drop another song. Got a whole something else ready. It was like, oh, we're set to release your song now. It's going to drop December 30th.
Hmm.
All right.
That's always something.
So, you know, you learn. That's it. You strategize around your L's.
So, again, yeah. it's more so to keep my sanity.
Yeah, keep your sanity. Need that.
But we're feeling like
mental health.
It's a lot to
yes.
It's a lot for niggas to think that you doing it to compete. Mm-hmm. And that was my other problem last year. It's like, nigga, I have my eye on a way bigger prize, my nigga.
I'm not even here to set self.
I'm trying to put everybody else in a different position in some way or manner, bro. Like,
mm-hmm.
But people don't like thinking that way. I mean, niggas don't even like being questioned about shit. So,
mm-hmm.
what can I expect? I'm just trying to do whatever it is that I can through the inner work.
Of course.
And let the rest of that shit play out. It sounds corny and cliche with the secret. All the secret is faith, y'all. That's really it. All these other niggas been saying it for years and years and years. It just sounds too cliche and too easy to be real. But that's really it. Just faith by actions versus sitting there and waiting for this shit to fall in your lap.
Exactly.
So go fucking get it.
Faith without work is dead.
Duce Jones.
Yes, sir.
DJ Big Run.
Yes, sir.
Nightwing Will. Niggas got shit coming up.
I'll be down at Central Square the second week. Next week, actually, not this week, next week.
Okay.
Friday, singing and drinking Friday. Pull up, get some karaoke, and we're gonna have a good time, man. Pull up. Central Square, downtown Waterbury. Pop out, man. It's gonna be a good time. Come sing some shit, game some shit.
Nightwing Will. Anything coming up?
Stay close on all streaming platforms right now.
Yeah.
Go check that out. Featuring MC Mo Black and Fire Young Fire.
My guys.
Other than that, I'm probably just gonna be in the studio this week. I literally gotta just buckle down and just like I said, I got this enraged, blessed feeling of mine. So I'm gonna utilize it in the best way possible. So in the best ways possible. So and definitely utilizing more people around me.
Yes.
As far as like production. So definitely utilization. Even if it's a small part to a big part. And you know, every small part ends up being a big part. So yeah. Utilizing more people.
Ain't that true?
Without you know, I'm not a guy to use people. I'm utilizing. So you know, I don't want to use you just because I need you to just work together.
Mm-hmm.
So. But go ahead. Yeah.
Wait.
Studio.
Studio live.
Oh shit.
That's it.
Oh yeah, that's really it, bro.
Play that.
Music is music.
Oh.
I'm gonna play it. I don't know if it's coming out this week or next week, but it'll be out soon.
Wow.
New music, I guess, will be coming. New clips are definitely coming.
Yes.
It's pay week, so yeah, new clips should be up soon.
Yes.
Go check out Smoking Strokes. New episode next week. I'm working on this shit right here, that and all that good shit. Cut that shit out. To piggyback what you were saying, watching videos on fucking just presenting shit differently, studying people and how they approach certain situations and shit like that. And conducting this and the other business outside of this in a particular manner. Because I can see, I still see us going in a particular direction, and I'm loving it at the moment. So, you know, shout out to y'all. Glad we made it another year and shit.
Happy New Year! We made it.
And cheers to many more.
Cheers.
And we fucking out of here. Deuce A. Jones, be fucking great. Be better than your experiences. Smoke pot, eat twat, smile a lot. See many cane. Well, actually, the only cane that still remains. Your friendly neighborhood Goku wants you to be better than you do. The goal, the point is to be the goal, not competition. So we out here.